Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Zechariah 8:14 to 19. The prophecy of Zechariah chapter 8, verse 14 to 19. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Just as I had determined to bring disaster on you and showed no pity when your ancestors angered me, says the Lord Almighty, so now I have determined to do good again to Jerusalem and Judah. Do not be afraid. These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Do not plot evil against each other and do not love to swear falsely. I hate all this, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says. The fasts of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th months will become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals for Judah. Therefore, love, truth, and faith. My theme for reflection is a fast of truth and justice. A fast of truth and justice. I once heard a story about a man who decided to start each morning with complete honesty. He would wake up, look in the mirror, and say out loud, "I will not lie today." But by lunchtime, he had exaggerated a story to a friend, given a half-truth to avoid an awkward situation, and ignored a promise he had made. Frustrated, he thought, how can something as simple as truthfulness be so difficult? Zechariah 8:14 to 19 addresses this struggle. God reminds his people of their past judgment, but declares that he now intends to do good for them. However, his blessing is not automatic. It requires a response. The people must commit to truth, justice, and peace, rejecting deceit, exploitation, and evil schemes. Their worship involves not just fasting, but also creating a community rooted in righteousness. The people of Israel had been through exile, their homeland shattered, their identity shaken. They had fasted in sorrow, seeking God's mercy. But now God was asking for something more. Their fasts were no longer to be about mourning, but about transformation. Instead of grieving over their past sins, they were to build a society where truth and justice flourished. This is the Lenten call for us today. We may fast from food, social media, or distractions, but if our hearts remain unchanged, if we continue to manipulate, to hide, to ignore justice, then our fasting is empty. God desires a fast that makes us truthful in our speech, fair in our dealings, and active in creating peace. A friend of mine once decided to do a truth fast for Lent. She made a commitment to speak only with honesty and integrity. It seemed easy at first, but soon she noticed how often she told small lies to protect herself, to avoid conflict, or to make herself look better. By the end of Lent, she realized that truth-telling is not just about avoiding lies. It is about building trust, standing for justice, and creating peace. She learned that truth is the foundation of love, and without it, relationships crumble. Was it not Dietrich Bonhoeffer who wrote, "The ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children"? Zechariah's message echoes this. God's blessings come when we commit to a community of truth and justice. If we only seek personal holiness while ignoring the suffering of others, our faith is incomplete. Lent is not just about giving something up, it is about becoming someone new. God promises that when we commit to truth and righteousness, Fasting will no longer be a time of sorrow, but of joy. Our lives will be marked not by regret, but by the flourishing peace of God's presence. This is the fast that truly pleases Him. Two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of my life do I struggle to speak and live in truth? Number two, how can I practice justice and peace in my daily interactions? Now let us take our practical exercise for the day. Commit to a truth fast for the day. Be intentional about speaking only what is true, refraining from exaggeration, deception, or omission. If you are in a position of influence, use it to advocate for someone who is often overlooked. Lord of truth and justice, cleanse our hearts from deceit and selfishness. Teach us to speak the truth in love, to act with fairness, and to seek peace in all we do. May our fasting not be an empty ritual, but a transformation that reflects your righteousness. Let our words and actions bring healing, hope, and harmony to those around us. Amen.